Welcome, gents. This is our opening episode. We don't really know what we're going to call this thing yet. Jack, I don't know if you have any ideas yet.
No, not really. Just thinking maybe 12 Ordinary Gentlemen Weekly. Something along those lines.
Weekly pod, weekly news.
Yeah, let us know what you guys want.
Yeah, we want feedback in the chat for this little potty. Phil, please don't be too harsh judgment on our podcast skills. I know you're kind of a man amongst boys in this realm of things. But please, your podcast skills are a lot better than your fantasy football skills, obviously. So please, if you could just take it easy on us for this opening episode, that'd be very kind of you. Yeah, Jack, I don't know if you have anything to open with for our first episode. It's exciting. This is probably long overdue for this league. This is a well-renowned league in Kingsburg, so yeah.
Yeah, well, we are getting merch soon, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah,
merch. Excited to see what Garrett comes up with.
I don't know what $6 merch is really going to look like, though. I mean, that could be something I wear one time and, like, the molding or whatever just starts falling off.
Yeah, hopefully it's not like Gildan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
We need James to get us that comfort color hookup that he gets for roll. Yeah, so me and Jack actually have a little bit of contraband in here for Masters Property. It's we are having a good time. We have a little shack out back at our house. Mm-hmm. We're in here recording. Got a few gars with us. Should be a good time. Get real loose with a little light up. So sorry, James and Spencer. I know you guys are on church staff, so that might not be
please,
allowed.
Yeah, please don't tell John MacArthur. We can get in trouble.
Yeah, we can get a lot of trouble if you call up J-Mac. So yeah, I'm going to see if you guys can get this. It's a little light up right there. So man. Yeah, I think we're ready to get rolling, Jack. I don't know what else you have to add to that.
No, yeah, I don't have much. We'll hop right into it. So we want to go over the matchups last week first. We'll just do a little recap. I mean, obviously you guys all know how it went, but Trace just slaughtered me out of the water. I don't really know what to do there.
I think we were all kind of expecting that one. Let's see, moving through the matchups from this past week. I think it's a lot of things we kind of expected. Besides, I think the matchup of the week that everyone's shocked at is the Funky Bunch. I mean, I don't know. We're gonna have him on in a little bit to talk about the week. But Garrett really is struggling right now. I don't know if it's things going on in his personal life that are really messing him up.
too soon.
Or I don't know what's going on in his life. So it could be something like that. Could just be, I mean, a fluke draft. Or maybe, is it a possibility that he's just bad at fantasy football? I mean, is that being talked about within the league yet? I don't know.
That's hard. I don't know. Because the past couple of years, he's just been a really solid contender. So
yeah, he's been a force. He's been a force in the league.
You know what? I think his team has grit, and I think he'll come back later in the year. But we just gotta let him marinate.
One thing you know about Garrett is he cares a lot. So, I mean, he's not going to be the type that just gives up or has like a panic attack like Corey or something. I feel like that might happen to Carson too, and they would just like fold. I think Garrett sticks with it.
Yeah, or Jack. You would have to think Jack gives up halfway through the season.
Jack just rage quits though. So I mean, so far he's in ninth place, and I know it's 0-2, but still ninth place is a lot better than usual for Team Jack Hager.
Yeah, right now I'm normally where Team Jack Hager is. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, moving down the list, I just have my sleeper pulled up here, but next matchup of the week was the Holy Huddle versus Team Jack Hager. Can we talk about first, guys, can we change our names on sleeper and not just
please.
Have team your name?
Team Jack Hager, Team Unlucky Irish, Team Phil Raves, Team Jay Parsons, Team Spencer Long. I'm calling all you guys out. Please change it.
Have
it takes 2 seconds.
Have some feel. I mean, we saw it in the video today. Team Spencer Long, that just screams I'm bad at fantasy football. Let's get some participation on our team names and stuff. So, yeah, but that was a pretty uneventful matchup, Jack Hager versus James. I don't know if you have any on that.
This week there were just a lot of uneventful matchups. Pretty much everything was not a good game.
Yeah, that's like, true. That's always a bummer.
The closest margin was Carcinogen and Team Spencer Long with 109-94.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, that was the closest. The rest of these were just not good games.
I feel like we need to kind of highlight the injuries on each team as we go through each matchup, but I'm seeing Team Jack Hager has Rashad White out, or at least questionable. We'll see what that looks like.
I had Debo and Tua.
David Njoku's out on Hager's team. We have James' team with Isaiah Pacheco, probably out for a long time.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like 6 weeks, I believe. I could totally be wrong on that, but yeah, 6 weeks seems to be the number, which is crazy. Yeah. And then like going to Phil, Team Phil Reyes and Joe Burrow's barber, their team seem to be healthy. It doesn't seem like there is any injuries on that team.
Well, with Phil's team, he's going to need the least amount of injuries just to stay in the hunt. I mean, that guy kind of caught a break with his team staying healthy, besides T. Higgins, I guess. But that guy, his team staying healthy might be his saving grace in this league, because looking at his league, I don't even think I would trade for anyone on that team.
No, definitely. I mean, obviously having like Debo would be nice, or Bijan would be nice, but...
I mean, you're a trading fiend, though. How do you feel about that Malik Nabers trade this week?
You know, this week it kind of hurt, but I just have a feeling that later it's going to help me out. I really needed the running back. It really all depends on Jaden Reed and Jordan Love coming back. If Jordan Love's coming back and Jaden Reed is just the same as last year, then it will be insane. But I think that's what my team really relies on.
Yeah, let's see. Moving on to our next matchup from this week. I guess we kind of hit on Houston versus Phil. Houston is a force, though. I mean, I think that guy kind of got scared that Garrett was going to kick him from the league, and he decided to lock in. That merch shirt I made of Phil that said locked in, that's like Houston's shirt this year. That guy, he decided to show up this year, and he's been playing hard. His team's been fighting. They're gritty. Alvin Kamara is looking like prime Kamara. That guy's insane. So yeah, team Joe Burrow's barber. That's definitely a team we need to look out for going forward. I'm scared of him. As the guy in first place in the league, that's definitely the one guy I don't want to play yet.
Oh, I'm scared of him too. Anytime a team gets 160, it's just like, it's scary.
Yeah, especially, I mean, 2 weeks in a row getting decently close to that too. So yeah, shout out to Houston, has a good team right now. And then team Jay Parsons hit 160 this week too. That was pretty impressive. And Samuel's team put up a fight, 130. I'm saying in this league, if you're scoring 130, you majority of the time win.
Oh, I'm saying you win 60% of the time,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I mean, if you look at it this week, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams went over 130. So, yeah.
But this was kind of a fluke week. It was either super low or everyone's super high, besides probably Samuel and maybe James. Yeah. But yeah, Samuel's team looks good with Marvin Harrison, I would say. Definitely a mid-tier team, but you never know what happens in playoffs with this league.
Hey, and Samuel has grit.
He does. He has grit. I'm scared of him. So I never want to match up against Samuel. Usually kind of scared of the funky bunch too, but this year, not really. I feel like that's kind of a lock win.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's the clash of the battle of mid next week, me versus Funky Bunch.
Battle of mid.
We'll see how that goes. We'll talk about that a little later in the pod.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be having Garrett on a little later in the pod, guys. We're going to try to keep this to about 30 minutes every episode just to give you a little recap. But yeah, moving on to our last matchup from week two, we had Carcinogen versus Spencer Long. Like Jack said earlier, this was kind of just an uneventful, low scoring, kind of a pathetic matchup, if I'm being honest, guys. Carson's team is riddled with injuries, so you can't really blame the guy. Spencer's team went crazy last week, horrible this week. So I can't really get a read on that team yet. I don't know if you have anything to say on that, Jack.
I don't know. His team seems solid. I think his flex spots are a little weak with George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. Both those guys it's hard having a Panthers or Steelers guy, you know? But at the same time, I think Carson's team heavily relies on Brandon Cooks getting that touchdown. I think Carson relies on it for his mental health. Brandon Cooks is Carson's guy, and he just didn't get the touchdown this week, and I think that really hurt.
So that's kind of all the matchups we had from week two, guys. We're going to get our commissioner, our fearless leader, Garrett Perkins, on the line right now. I think he's going to take a little bit of heat this week.
Hello?
But yo, there he is.
There he is. He's on.
We are on air right now, Garrett. We were just kind of going over week two matchups. First, to start off, I just want to ask you, what is your impression of your team right now after that 78 points? Jack said it today, kind of talking some smack. That might be one of the lowest scores I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, let's just start at the quarterback position. I mean, Josh Allen, he had a pretty good game, actually, but, I mean, not for fantasy. Nine points doesn't cut it.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, he played well. It's just not fantasy-wise. Yeah, I mean,
no, not good for the fantasy squad. You know, Jordan Mason had a decent game, 17 fantasy points.
Yeah, 17 is great for a backup.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if DeAndre Swift knows how to run the ball, let's be honest. I mean, he looked lost back there. So, currently trying to figure out how to get him out of the starting lineup, but you know, maybe he can turn it around. When it comes to receivers, I mean, Mike Evans getting 7 points isn't going to cut it. I mean, that's my second round pick. Guy's got to produce a little better. I was talking to Carson, and I was telling him that my first three rounds between McCaffrey, Mike Evans and Josh Allen, cool 16 points from the guys this
week. Yeah, that's unacceptable.
That's so tough.
And in reality, those guys are supposed to
produce when the dogs are just not producing, you know?
In reality, those guys are supposed to be over 15 points every week. I mean, I would even argue over 20 points those guys are typically hitting the mark.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, what they say about fantasy football is you got to have the memory of a goldfish, you know? Goldfish, fun fact, have really short memories. They forget stuff that happened 15 seconds ago.
Yeah. You could say memory of a goldfish or just the memory of Jack Hager. I know that guy pretty much is a goldfish.
Guy needs to be in a mental institute. But no. I mean, we're just looking towards next week. You know, I'm heavy in the waivers already. Mm. You know, we're calling right now Tuesday night. A waiver should go through in about 2.5 hours. Yeah. If things go my way, you know, could turn things around until CMC comes back, but no real timetable on that guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's definitely
right now
a weird
we're just
deal.
Trying to scratch and claw, but you know, I think the good Lord was looking out for me by giving me Jack Rodgers on the schedule for week three. I mean, if there's a team that I can beat, it's that one right now. So you know,
the battle mid.
The way I'm looking at it right now is until McCaffrey comes back, I've got to hover around 500. If I can hover around 500, McCaffrey comes back, let's say week eight, you know, and he's full go, I could sneak a few wins in there. And I mean, I run into the playoffs. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah, that's true. Anything can happen in fantasy
Garrett,
football.
I need
McCaffrey.
Garrett, I think you're forgetting about one thing. There's only one place to go when you're at rock bottom. And it's up.
And that's why
it's
his
up.
Name is Buster
Moon. That's
why
my name
folks.
Is Buster Moon.
Absolutely. I hear you.
My question to you, Garrett, was going to be, I guess you said you're already heavy in the waiver wires, but what is your move going forward with how your team's been performing? I guess it's just going to be a lot of waiver pickups. I feel like that's going to be a battle this week.
Well,
so.
You know, the theme of this season so far has been injuries. And you can look at this one of two ways. You can sit in the corner and pout. And if you're going to piss like a puppy, stay on the porch, you know, and let the big dogs eat. So, you know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of there's a lot of backups in the league right now that are getting their shot.
That's true.
And,
very
you know,
true.
When you're at a point like I am right now, why not buy low, you know, go get those guys and give them a chance in the starting lineup. There's a few guys that probably never thought their name would be called, but it will be starting on my team this week. And I'm okay with that gamble because how much worse could it really get for me?
Yeah,
right
that's
now?
True.
Dude, I'm in the same
but,
boat.
But, you know, my strategy going forward is, you know, try to be methodical with the waiver wire. Trust my guys. You got to trust them, you know. I trust that Josh Allen's going to go out this week and get more than 9 points.
You can't give up too quick.
But, I mean, if you look at my week one loss, it's a tragic loss. You hate to lose that way, scoring 120 points without McCaffrey playing. But, I mean, I wouldn't even say my team necessarily played great that week. And if McCaffrey plays, I'm probably in the 140s, which I'm happy with. So I just got to look at week two as just a really down week. You know, I trust my guys. I think they can play good. But, no, definitely reason for concern right now. But I'm going to stay steady, try to get a few wins. My schedule going forward doesn't look the hardest. You know, it's a shame I don't get to play Jack Hager twice in the season.
That's very true. Who gets Jack Hager twice? Who gets Jack Hager?
It might have been the week whoever played week one.
Who's week one Jack Hager matchup? That would be Team J Parr. Man.
Hey, wow. Justin seems like good this year
that,
too.
Talk about two guys that hate each other too. Probably never met in person, if we're being honest. Yeah. I don't think they've ever actually had a face-to-face interaction. But the disrespect every time Justin talks and Jack just says who's whatever area code number he has. Like, those guys just hate each other. So that's a fun two-time matchup right there.
No, just looking at the rest of the league, I mean, Samuel looks scary for a second, and then Cup goes down.
Yep.
Now he's probably hitting the IR. Marvin Harrison's going to have to be his guy, which, you know, he went from 1.4, I think, in week one to 30 this second week. Who knows where he's going to be next week? I don't know if we'll see a little Xavier Worthy action where bust, boom one game, bust the next. But yeah. No, for a second, Sam looks scary, but I think Sam's all talk. Let's be honest. He got bailed out last year. He needs to focus on photos.
Dang, a call out. I think the fantasy
football scene doesn't fit him the best. I think he's too emotional. He's holding on to last year too much.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. Wow. I could see it.
Those are fighting words.
I think there is a lot of chirping in the chat this year, and I'm for it because I'm just sitting at the top of the totem pool right now, just watching everyone claw like a bunch of animals, and I love it.
That's got to be a good feeling.
I got my popcorn ready, and it's fun.
I mean, I would say there's two top dogs in the league right now, and then after that, it's a pretty big fall off.
Very true.
And I would say the top dogs aren't necessarily – I mean, you know, let's just get it out of the way. It's you and Houston, and if you look at yours and Houston's rosters, I mean, there's not a whole lot of questionables or outs on
there.
Well,
here's the thing. Yeah. To that point –
and the best team is the healthiest team
right now. That's true. Very true.
You know, while we're on the topic, I've got to give Houston some credit. You know, last year – I forgot he was in the league multiple times and, you know, gave him a little wake up call this off season, told him I needed him to be a little more involved, you know, and, no, he stepped up, drafted a pretty good team, looking at it. There's not a whole lot of holes there. So yeah, props to Houston. I hope he keeps it going. He's a guy I wouldn't mind see winning, anyone but Samuel, really. I don't want to see Sam win.
We mentioned that earlier too. We said Houston was on the brink of like getting the execution block from the league.
I had replacements lined up.
Good to see the guy really, really involved this year in the chat too. I mean, he's been there in the chat for the beef. I mean, it's been good.
I mean, there was a few times his last place punishment idea was pretty bad.
Oh, that was probably one of the worst. He said last place has to go into the football field and dance with cheerleaders. Like, are we in eighth grade? Come on, Houston.
No, Jack Hager came out and said, let's go back to being quiet, Houston.
I said close the yearbook. So
I mean, Houston, you have a great team. Don't get too butt hurt by these guys. It was a pretty bad punishment idea, but hey, they're just salty because you're winning right now.
We are.
Moving on to Jack Hager, though, where has that guy been? Is he okay? He's been MIA in the chat.
Pretty
quiet on the waiver front. I don't know.
What I've gathered from Jack is he's more of a side conversation kind of guy. Mm. You know, I'll text him about a trade offer. He'll tell me, you know, I like that trade. And then I'm like, all right, let's get it done. He's like, no, I don't really like it. And I'm like, dude, I mean, are you in or out? You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get a deal done that's going to help us both, but he's getting cold feet. It's frustrating, but
interesting.
Yeah, no, guy doesn't say anything in the group chat. I'm starting to wonder if his heart's in the league or not, but it's a nice security blanket knowing that there's teams like him and Phil in the league that, you know, if I miss playoffs and land in the toilet bowl, I know I won't lose. Those guys.
That's probably true. I mean, maybe this could be a good test. If Jack listens to this pod, which shows he's a little bit involved in the league, maybe he says something in the chat for us just so we know he's okay, you know, because we care about our friend. We want to check in on that guy up there in Bernie. Who knows what's even going on up there? Does that place even exist? Like, I don't even know if it's real. I mean, so
I'd like to go up there, but I mean, it's a mob away.
Yeah.
I don't know if it exists or if there's running water. What's going on up there?
So Jack, if you hear this, man, just give us a little shout out in the chat just so we know you're okay. We care about you, bud. Pal, sport. We just hope you're okay.
Yeah, Jack. If you hear this, just text in the group chat. Justin Parsons sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll know that you hear. Yep. You know, we'll know that you heard it.
Or just say who's Justin.
How long have you guys been going on this episode?
We're about 20 minute mark.
20 minutes, give or take.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we're going. Speaking of big dogs, I don't think we need to count out Justin Parsons. 281 points. compared to Houston's 293. That is only a 12 point difference.
Yeah, I guess that kind of needs to be on the talking table. Is Justin considered at the moment? We're only through 2 weeks. I know, but is he considered a giant in the league so far?
You know, I wouldn't jump to say giant quite yet. I think giant requires a couple years of, you know, consistency. I would say the Giants right now are really, you know, James always seems to be in the mix.
Yeah, he does.
Playing fantasy. This is my third year with James, and you know, guy always has a decent team. He drafts well. You know, there's a few like Parsons. I mean, I've only last year the guy was just he was iffy. He snuck in the playoffs, I think, but
he did
never quite the big dog.
Seed six.
I think. You know, check back week 8. If he's got more than 6 wins, I think we start the talks of big dog. I think big dog is a little too big of a word for Jay Parr right now.
Corey's 2-0-2. I know the win this week, no offense, Garrett, it's a little bit of a Mickey Mouse one. I mean, you didn't score that many points, but his team almost got to 150, I believe.
Corey's got a good squad.
So Corey's up there in the mix.
He had a good
week,
but if you look at his points against, it's the lowest by like 100.
That's true.
So
he has a decent amount of points for, though. I mean, it's not too low.
Corey's a contender, no doubt. It's hard to tell at week 2, but I would say that looking at Corey's team, if they stay healthy, there's no doubt that guy gets in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But a lot can happen.
Anything else you want to add with Garrett? I guess the closing question I kind of have for you, Garrett, is what are our plans going forward as a commissioner? And this is a very well-renowned league, high standards in this league. What's the future look like for the 12 Ordinary Gentlemen as the commissioner of the league?
You know, going forward, obviously, we're changing to a keeper league, which I think forms a little more of culture and community among the guys.
I think it keeps people in the league too, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I want people's heart to be in the league, and I try my best to be the best commissioner I can be. But you know, there's people in the league that make it hard. I'm not going to say names, but there's one guy, his hairline's not the best and he takes pictures for a living. And sometimes he can really, really bring down the league morale. And I think he needs to get off his high horse and kind of do away with that trophy for a little bit and help out the league. You know, I'm all about democracy, and I think the league needs to be ran by the people. But when the people are just retarded, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
You might have to edit out the R word. I'm sorry.
No, we're we are no editing pod almost.
No edits.
No edits whatsoever. Yeah,
I love Samuel Marshall, but I mean, I think everybody's got room to improve. You know, I could probably do a little better as a commissioner. I won't lie. There are some times I lay in bed at night and I'm like, man, I should just push the waivers through right now. I'm the only person on here. You know, that might be shady, but
yeah, that's pretty
every
corrupt.
Commissioner thinks about it. Yeah, but a lot of self-control shown that I don't do it. So
yeah, well, what I would say to that is I can't wait for week 5 when I see the Funky Bunch play We Are Marshall. Should be a fun week.
Yeah, you know, I always look forward to that week. And I think to Sam, it's his Super Bowl, but to me, it's just another week. Mm. Just another opponent, and I try not to play down to such a bad manager. At the end of the day, you let teams like that hang around, and things get kind of weird. A little Fresno State Michigan action.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fresno State had no business being in that game, but a good team like Michigan lets them hang around and give them hope. To Fresno State, that's their Super Bowl. You know,
true.
To Michigan, it's just another game, and that's the way I look at my matchups with Sam. I know he looks forward to those, and I do too. But you know, it's his Super Bowl. It's to me, it's preseason.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well, Garrett, I think we're gonna definitely. Go. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
I was just gonna say, I think we are gonna do next week's matchups with you. Our predictions.
If you want to join, if you have to go, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to stay,
no,
we're just gonna do
you're
some
good.
Predictions.
Yeah.
What's kind of on the agenda for these week three matchups?
For the week 3 matchups, we just want to go over some predictions and then maybe some sleepers that who are projected to lose but we think are gonna win.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll start for me on my matchup. It puts me at the top always. I don't know if it's the same for everyone.
It always puts you at the top.
Okay. Yeah. So, so we'll start. I'll just read off what shows on my list. But first matchup of the week I have on here is Daddy TJ versus the Unlucky Irish. That's actually a pretty big matchup, I'd say. We're both 2-0. Someone's gonna have a loss on their record after the week. Of course, I'm gonna go with myself for this. I think. I'm not too worried. I think I got the win, but Corey is scary. His team can put up points. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, just a brief overview of the rosters. They seem pretty even. Trace, you seem to have him in the flex spot, but based on projections alone, he has better core running backs.
Yeah.
But I know your running back depth is a lot better.
Yeah, I have a lot of running backs right now. Speaking of which, a little advertisement. If anyone wants to talk trades, I got running backs to offer, man. I'm willing, even though I'm the top dog right now, I'm willing to trade. But yeah, Garrett, what do you have to say on that matchup?
You know, the thing with Corey's team is if the Ravens play some good ball and have a good offense that day, Corey's going to be scary because if they score, he's getting points between Lamar, Derrick Henry. Yeah. And so those are two guys that I think last week Henry put up 17 points against me, which you get 17 out of that guy. And
yeah, that's a big deal.
Who's his other running back?
He has James Conner, who's been putting up points.
Yeah, I mean, he's got two good backs, and then he's got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who rarely has a bad week. But there's also guys on your team like Justin Jefferson, you know.
Nico Collins has been a force.
Nico Collins has been great. I see that matchup coming down to like 10 points.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think that one really could be decided just by one guy either having a great week or having a bad week. I would say that's probably the best matchup this week. Someone's coming out with a loss, which you hate to see. But no, I would say between those two teams, whoever wins that is probably going to be considered the best in the league.
It's
too bad you're not playing Houston, but I think that's a good matchup. If I had to choose the winner, I'd probably go with you, Trace, just because I see a little more consistency out of your lineup. But I really think it's anybody's game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, would you say this is the game of the week? Or should we go over all the matchups and then decide?
I honestly think there's a few games on here that could be interesting. I think even our next matchup that we'll talk about, and we'll just hop into it, and we can decide later what game of the week is. But
all right.
This is, for me, it says it's you guys. So Funky Bunch versus Buster Moon.
It is us.
And that's a big game for the guys to get a win on their record. Not the loss, but the win. So
I look at this one as just this is a morale game, you know. This is for, these last couple weeks, it's hard waking up on Tuesday morning with that loss in the column. And I think both me and Jack could use a W, more in terms of just self-confidence, you know. It's easier to go throughout your week knowing you got the win on Monday. But no, I would say that this matchup and the previous matchup are unique in their own ways. You and Corey are fighting to not lose, and me and Jack are just fighting to win. Mm-hmm. I think this is an interesting matchup. Jack, having Debo out does hurt pretty bad. He's been hit by the injury bug between him and CTE Tua.
Man.
But, I'll be interested to see how that guy rebounds. Derek Carr, I don't know if Jack's going after him, but he seems to be the target right now on the waiver.
Yeah, the waiver battle between you two.
If he can stay hot, Jack could make it a close game. But, I think that's an interesting matchup because whoever loses that is in dead last.
My team is struggling bad. It's having Debo out. He was my best player, and just having him out is just – it hurts a lot.
Could have been Malik Nabers for Jack, but
he could have been Malik Nabers.
He gave him away. So what I would say that I'm looking at right now between you two guys, you two have the lowest start-sit accuracy in the entire league. So Garrett's at 79% and Jack's at 82%. And that's pretty low compared to everyone else in the league. So for me,
that's pretty bad.
What I think this matchup comes down to is who starts the right guys. I think Garrett's team has a little higher upside. We saw that in week one. So I'm probably going to go with him for my prediction this week. And of course, I'm sure both you guys are going to go with your own teams. It should be interesting. I think this is definitely anyone's game on this matchup.
Yeah. It's getting the nut crunching time and feels like a must win. So going to give it my best effort, and I'm sure Jack will too. And the better team's going to come out on top after this one.
Yep. So moving on, next matchup. Team Jack Hager versus We Are Marshall. This is an interesting one. Both guys are predicted very low scoring. Maybe they have some guys. Oh, yeah. Samuel still has Cooper Kupp on his roster, who's out right now. But I'm looking at highest points scored in a week so far between these two teams. Jack Hager's only reached 111 points.
That's average.
That's their average. Sorry. Samuel's average is 127. So for me, I'm going with Samuel on this. Jack Hager historically has bad teams. Samuel historically gets wins.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that AJ Brown is out and Cooper Kupp is out.
That's true.
Those are two of Samuel's top players, and they are both out.
I was just gonna say this is a great opportunity for Jack Hager to sneak a win.
That's true.
And it's a great time to get a win against somebody like Sam. You know, his team healthy is hard to beat in terms of receivers. You know, Kupp coming out and being himself, and Sam probably got him in the third, fourth round, which is a steal for a guy like that because there's a little uncertainty there. But you know, with Kupp down and AJ Brown down, if Marvin Harrison has a slow week, I think Jack Hager can win this one. It's hard not to go with Sam, but I'm going to go with the underdog pick here and say Jack Hager gets this one.
I like that.
Yeah, you know what? Even though we do hate on Jack, this is a not Jack Hager podcast, but I'm going to go with Team Jack too.
Wow.
You know, you have to root for the underdog. I think Garrett's might have been a little biased. I think Garrett has underlying beef with Samuel. So,
That's true.
But I am going to go with Team Jack Hager. I just think with all of the injuries with Samuel, Jack just needs Davante Adams and... Who even is this? Alec Pierce.
Hey, Alec Pierce has been good.
He has been doing good, but...
That was a waiver steal for Jack Hager. I don't think anyone really put money on him, which was surprising to me.
No.
But yeah, so that's definitely interesting predictions there. Two votes for Jack Hager. I kind of like to see that, though. For me, personally, I always like to see Jack Hager win. Definitely not a threat to me ever. So when he gets a win, I'm happy for the guy. Yeah, so moving on, next matchup, we have Team Phil Reyes versus Carcinogen. That's also kind of a battle of mid right now, kind of like you guys. Both guys, I guess Carson does have a win. He won in
week one. Yeah, he does. No, he won. He just beat Spencer. Yeah,
he just beat Spencer. Barely getting over 100 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So
Carson's in a weird spot with Tua's injury.
No, sorry.
He's got Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And he has Jordan Love out. I thought you were talking about his quarterback. But yeah,
so Carson's in a rough spot. But, you know, Phil, at the end of the day, drafting all the Seahawks players doesn't play.
Yeah, true.
So I'll be interested to see how this one plays out. I've probably got Carson. He's got the better team. I think this is an obvious one.
Yeah, looking at Carson's backs, he has Breece Hall, which is a force, but starting Zach Charbonnet, I don't know if Kenneth Walker's back this week. I guess his team kind of, if I'm being honest, it kind of relies on that and if Tyreek can overcome the quarterback situation.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Carson's team is I believe Kenneth Walker's back, so he'll probably move Devin Singletary up, and then he'll probably take a flex and throw him in there. But looking at Carson's flex, he'll probably be starting Brandon Cooks, who, like we said, is touchdown reliant.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he's on, Brandon Cooks scores major points. So,
That's Carson's guy.
You know what? I'm going to go with Team Phil Reyes this week. I'm going to throw a wild card out there. Excuse me. I'm going to throw a wild card out there. I'm going to predict Team Phil Reyes get his first win of the season. Maybe a bounce back week for Phil. So, yeah, that's who I'm going with.
Yeah, I'm going Carcinogen. I think Carson's team, it really just relies on Hill. I mean, who do they play next week? They play the Seahawks next week, so
Seahawks D is pretty good right now, though.
They are pretty decent, but I think it was a really bad week for Tyreek, and I think he's going to come back strong. So
So Phil has a little fire under his belly right now, maybe a big fire with his belly, but so he's going to come and fire it up. I'm going to go with him. You guys both go with Carcinogen. Next matchup, we're going Holy Huddle versus Team J-Par. That's a good matchup too. We got good matchup
this
week.
I like this one right here.
I think this is a very important matchup for these two guys. I think it kind of proves if their team is going to hang all year because they're playing a pretty solid opponent, both of them. And we'll kind of see which team is able to hang. It could go either way. I don't know what you guys have to say on that one.
Yeah, I've probably got Parsons because of, Pacheco's out for James.
That's a big hit.
What's tough about this is there's no real certainty of who the back is going to be in Kansas City right now. They just signed Kareem Hunt today, and then Carson Steele is the number one picked up guy off the waivers right now. So James is going to have to hopefully get lucky there and choose the right guy, but I take Parsons here just because Pacheco being out is a tough spot to fill, especially with what's going on in Kansas City right now.
Before the Pacheco injury, sorry, Jack, before the Pacheco injury, I would say this matchup is the two strongest starting running back matchup, I would argue. Parsons with Barkley and Gibbs, that's two really good running backs. And then A-Chain and Pacheco were two very solid running backs too. So this one will be interesting for sure.
Yeah, well, I think if James doesn't get a running back, I think J-Par wins because James's back running backs are Gus Edwards and Justice Hill.
Yeah.
Who are both just weak running backs.
Yeah, that's bad. So you're going with Parsons on this one?
I'm taking Parsons.
Yeah, I'm going to take Parsons as well. So that's a sweep across the board. Sorry, James. Love you, man. But I just, the injuries, it's happening to everyone this year. And I think that's going to be the nail in the coffin this week for James. And then our last matchup of the week, we got Joe Burrow's Barber versus Team Spencer Long. This
has to be the matchup of the two worst fantasy football names I've heard in my entire life.
I mean, Team Spencer Long's just bad. That's just straight up.
Gary, we gave a call out earlier, calling out to all the people with their names to please change it for the betterment of the league.
And at least Houston isn't the generic name, but Joe Burrow's Barber doesn't even make sense.
Last year when he changed that, I didn't even understand. I didn't even know what was going on.
Houston's name makes it about as much sense as his last place punishment. Just terrible.
Dude just drafts Joe Burrow just to keep the name for the name's sake, I guess.
But no, I think this one's pretty obvious too. I think Houston's team is too healthy right now to lose, and he's got some good players on there. So I'm taking Houston on this matchup.
After week one, I would have said this is going to be a really close match. But kind of after seeing Spencer's team perform this last week and Houston's team still consistent, scoring high points, I got to go with Houston as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Spencer here.
Dang.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with it. Maybe it's just to go against you guys and say that I told you so. But I think Spencer's team is solid, and I think he's going to have a comeback week.
Here's a question with Spencer's team. Do we think Travis Kelce has a bounce back week?
Mm. Or is
he
washed? Not.
Is he done?
I think he's in the same boat as Mark Andrews. Yeah. And that boat has sunk.
Travis Kelce is on the Chiefs to turn up in the playoffs on third and long, save the season. You know, he's just there for publicity with Taylor Swift.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I don't think the guy has a good season this year. I think he's washed.
Yep. Well, that kind of wraps up the predictions.
Yeah, well, we could narrow out who the game of the week is.
Yeah, game of the week. Who do you guys think on that one?
You know, I like game of the week between Funky Bunch and
I like that too.
Jack's team.
Me too.
I think that's a fight to stay off the bottom, and it's a fight for some team morale.
3-0 is a lot tougher.
That one's going to be under. Yeah, and you know, just from a schedule standpoint, that matchup could come down to the Monday night game with the Bills playing on Monday night and me having Josh Allen going. That one could be a nail biter.
And I have Brian Robinson.
So
it should be a fun one.
Yeah, it should be some fireworks. Hopefully not. But no, I think that's the game of the week. It's a little – it's like watching the Patriots play the Bears on a Thursday night. It kind of sucks, but it's prime time, so let's watch it.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be a good game.
Probably.
Yeah. So anything else you want to add before we kind of wrap this up for our first episode?
Garrett, do you have anything you want to say about the shirts? Do we have any update on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the shirts, my guy is, I think he's ordering the t-shirts themselves tonight. And we got all the sizes. We're gonna go with a cream shirt with the logo that Trace made. Should be pretty sweet. I think maybe 1 or 2 weeks turnaround time. They're gonna be awesome.
Should be cool. Also, just before we close up, anything you guys want to hear on this pod, the weekly pod, you guys let us know in the chat. Give us a call even. Me and Jack are here at school. We love to talk. So, let us know what you guys want to hear on this pod. This is our first episode, so kind of just a trial run. We'll try to call someone on every week if we can. Get everyone involved in the league on the pod. But yeah, Garrett, we're going to let you go and then we'll close up and we'll be sending this out probably tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Garrett, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kamish.
Yeah. Thank you, Kamish.
Thank you for all you do.
All right.
All right. See ya.
See you guys.
All right, Jack, you want to just wrap it up?
Yeah. Well, that was a good time. I think we broke down everything pretty nice, went over all the most important things. I think the main thing for this week is going to be the waiver wire. So that will all play out tonight. There's a couple of huge add-ons, even with the Cup and Puka Hur and with Pacheco Hur. I think we'll see fireworks tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think the waiver is something we didn't really hit on tonight, but that's going to be huge this week. It'll probably determine a few guys' win or loss for the week. So, yep, other than that, I think that's pretty much everything. It's a great league. It's been a good year so far, and I'm excited for the rest of it.
Yeah, all right. See you guys.
Yep, see you guys.